be now found together in your presence.
主，我们何等的感恩，因为我们知道我们是在你的同在里面。
Oh, thank you for the privilege, even of reading together your word.
感谢你给我们这样的权利，让我们能够一同来打开你的话语。
And our prayer, Lord, even as we sang, is that we meditate together in your word, we may be looking to Jesus, till glory does shine.
实在，当我们一同来思想你话语的时候，愿意从其中我们的主耶稣就发光出来。
We pray, Lord, open your words to each one of us.
求你向我们打开你的话语。
You know the word that we need to hear.
你知道我们当听的话。
Speak to us, dear Lord, the word of life.
实在，话语的主啊，你向我们说话。
Quicken us through your word.
借着你的话语使我们心苏醒。
Reveal to us that love that has been keeping us moment by moment.
然后将你自己启示给我们，就是那宝。 每时每刻保在爱中保守我们的主。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen. Read a few verses starting from the Epistle of Jude.
你开始的时候，先来一同读，先一同来读犹大书。
So towards the end of your New Testament, Jude chapter. Well, there's only one chapter. So Jude verse 21.
就是在新约的最后，犹大书。
And we read, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
犹大书一章二十一节，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
I would like to emphasize the first sentence of the verse, keep yourselves in the love of God.
那我想特别强调第一句，这里说。
And if you turn the page, depending on how your Bible goes, Revelation chapter 1,
那然后我们向后翻页,
just verse 5.
第五节,
and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood.
第五节，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
And if you turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15,
我们再翻到约翰福音15章,
we want to read those verses that we heard recently, as our brother Maurice shared with us, John 15, verses 9 and 10.
约翰福音15章9到10节，之前摩尔斯弟兄也与我们分享过。Just
as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
约翰福音15章第9节，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。And
finally, a verse from the Old Covenant, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
我们再翻到旧约的西班雅书第3章17节。The
Lord your God is in your midst. A victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. In other translations, he will rest in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy.
西班牙书三章十七节，耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你。这个默然爱你也可以翻译成他在他的爱中安息，且因你喜乐而欢呼。Now,
as you know, we have been considering in Sunday mornings this matter of the love of God.
我想我们也都知道，我们已经有一同一段时间一同来思想这个题目，就是神的爱。
And we would like to continue in that direction this morning.
我们也今天继续来思想。
And especially with a focus on this matter of keep yourselves or being kept in the love of God.
那我想特别着重在这一点，就是保守自己藏在神的爱中。
So you know, we just read a verse from Revelation. And we are all roughly familiar with that with that book, with the general theme.
那大家也大概能清楚启示录它的要讲。
It tells us those things that are to pass, that are going to happen.
就是讲到那些将要发生的事。
And let's be honest, for most people, perhaps it's a very scary book.
那当然，我们很多人读启示录，觉得这是很可怕的一本书。
Because in Revelation, we read of great catastrophes that are to come on this earth.
因为在启示录里面，我们读到将要临到这个世上的极大的灾难。
Tremendous wars.
实在是极大的灾祸。
Persecutions.
逼迫。
Cataclysms on this earth.
那个末世的灾难临到这个世界。
We read about all those things in the book of Revelation.
在启示录中读到这些。
So in a way, it's not surprising that for a lot of people, naturally, perhaps all of us, we read those things and maybe the bravest of us will say, whoa, this is scary.
所以我们当中读这些书，这本书，实在就算你再勇敢，你会说，哇，这要临到世上的实在是可怕。
Now, the interesting thing that is, I hardly have to remind you that we live in such days that point to all those things.
但我也想提醒大家，我们如今就生活在这个时代，就是指向了这个将来要发生的事。
Great catastrophes, check. Wars, check. Persecutions, check. Great cataclysms in nature, check. It's as if all the things that we read in Revelation, to a degree or another, they are happening right now.
我们读启示录，我们看到里面讲到有大灾难，现在有灾难，我们现在也看到了；有战争，我们现在也看到了；有逼迫，我们也看到了。是在启示录里讲的，我们如今某种程度上都看到它在发生。
So what am I saying?
所以我要说什么呢？
That we are right now in the days of the trumpets, or the days of the vials, you know, those last judgments in Revelation.
那我是要说，我们如今就在那个吹号的时候，还是在那个大碗的时候吗
？Nope, I'm not saying that.
我不是要说这个。
But I would like to remind all of you of something that probably you already know.
但是我要提醒大家，你们已经知道的事。
You remember that our Lord Jesus compares the days of His coming, the days that precede and usher His coming, with the picture of a woman in labor.
因为我们记得我们主耶稣说他来的时候或者在他来以前那段时间就好像妇人在产难的时候一样。
He speaks of birth pangs again, the picture of a woman that is about to give birth.
就是讲到一个妇人将要生产她在那个生产之痛里面。
And the thing that I don't need to tell the sisters that are mothers, when you're in labor, what characterizes that period is that the pains of labor become more frequent and more intense as the actual delivery moment comes.
我不需要提醒，当我们当中做母亲的，那你们都知道，就是要将要生产的时候，这个疼痛是更加的频繁，更加的剧烈。
And that is the picture of the last days that will usher the coming of the Lord Jesus.
那这也是我们主耶稣要来之前那一段时间的特征。
There is something gradual in those last days that will culminate in what we read in the book of Revelation.
在这个末世发生的事情，一方面是慢慢的积累，但一方面也是带来那最后的这个灾难。
It's gradual. It's not that, you know,you're living for decades where everything is peaceful and perfect, and all of a sudden, boom, you're in the book of Revelation. No, no, no. There is something that slowly but surely it's moving towards that.
这些所记载的事情不是说你之前的世代都是和平的，突然一夜之间就灾祸临到，而是慢慢的，虽然缓慢，但是就是朝着那个方向在发生。
And if I'm not saying, and I'm not saying, that we are in those days of Revelation, but one thing,I believe it's for sure.
我并不是说我们如今就在启示录的这个日子里面，但有一件事情是确定的。
That we live in days that point to all the things we read in Revelation, that is moving very quickly towards that.
就是我们如今所生活的世代，就是指向启示录里面所说的那个世代，并且我们是向着它快速的在前进。
I'm not going to go through a parade of signs, which I could very easily.
我不需要提到那许多的征兆。
They are all over around us.
但是这些征兆在我们当今的时代都发生了。
And we ignore them only to our own detriment.
Sorry.
To ignore those signs is only in our own detriment, in our own spiritual harm.
如果我们的心刚硬，我们就会忽视这些事情。
But brothers and sisters, thank the Lord because He has made a very specific provision to be so that we could be kept during those days.
但是主给了我们一件，让我们能够在这一段的时间里面蒙保守的。
And that provision has to do with His love.
他的这个供应就是讲到他的爱。
So we read those verses, Revelation and Jude.
我们已经读。
Did you realize what they're saying?
我们已经读到犹大书的经节以及启示录的经节，你有注意到吗？
Think for a second on the book on that verse that almost opens the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录这些起头的话，就是这一整本书的开头。
Right at the beginning of the book, nothing was said about things to come. Nothing about the wars, the cataclysms, and all the disasters. No, not a word about that.
在启示录的开头还没有讲到征战，还没有讲到灾难的时候。
And then we are reminded of the love of our Lord Jesus at the very beginning, before anything else is said.
在这一开头，我们被提醒的乃是我们耶稣基督的爱。
We hear to Him, is our Lord Jesus, to Him that loves us and has released us from our sins by His blood.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
It is asked to tell us, as if the Lord Himself is telling us, don't worry about all the things that are going to happen, I know them.
好像主在这里说，你不需要担忧那些将要发生的事，我都知道。
I have made a provision for you to, if you have to go through that, you're going to be able to be kept in my love.
如果你实在需要经过这些，我也已经给你的供应来保守你，就是我的爱。
Now, I know it sounds counterintuitive that divine love of all things is a key that keeps us in the last days when all those things seem to be falling apart.
这听起来其实好像与我们的直觉相反，就是主的道，主的办法乃是用他神圣的爱来保守我们经历他要发这些将要发生的灾难。
Perhaps we would expect, well, the keys has to be power. We need a lot of power and a lot of faith, and which are very important, by the way. I'm not trying to diminish those things. No, I'm not doing that.
因为你可能会想，在末世的时候，主要保守我们是会用他的大能来保守我们，或者说他要给我们信心来经历这些。
But no, the key that we read in Scripture in these last days has to do with the love of God keeping us, guarding us, all the way to the end.
但是主在这里说的是，在这末后的世代，他乃是要用他的爱来保守我们。
You see, the book of Jude, the Jude is telling us essentially the same thing.
那个犹大书所说的就是同样的事。
It's talking about the coming of the Lord, that we are to wait anxiously for the mercy of the Lord Jesus. And that obviously points to His coming. When He reveals Himself, it will be in deliverance, in mercy.
犹大书告诉我们，我们在这里切切等候主来的日子，我们等候得着了，我们就得着了这个，就是得拯救。
But how are we to wait anxiously for His coming?
但我们如何切切地等候他的再来呢？
Keep yourselves in the love of God, the key.
这里的关键就是保守自己藏在神的爱中。
In fact, when we look at scriptures closely, we realize that the key of the love of God is there from the very, very beginning of the Bible, that's Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3, to the very, very end, which is Revelation.
我们细细的来查考圣经，我们就知道神的爱从整本圣经的起头，创世纪到最后的启示录都是一贯的。
And not only beginning and end, it's everything in between. That is the key, the love of God.
并且不仅是圣经的开头和结尾，整本圣经其中它的钥匙就是在这爱。
Now the enemy knows very well that that is the key.
并且我们的仇敌他也很清楚这是这把钥匙。
So I'll just mention this on those lines. The book of Revelation is showing us not just the last things that will happen, but more specifically, the enemy's last charge and assault before the coming of Christ.
那比如说我们讲到启示录，它不仅是讲到末后要发生的灾难，也是提到仇敌在主来最后的这个反攻最后的抵挡。
And Revelation reveals what is the strategy of the enemy in these last days.
并且他也提到仇敌在这末后的时代他的
Now you remember that in Revelation, we are not reading the verses, I'll just mention, I trust that you're going to remember this, and if you never heard it, you can check it out in chapter 12. But Satan is described symbolically as a dragon.
那我也大概提到启示录中所讲的，大家也可以回去查考来对照。 那十二，比如说十二章那里，仇敌被称作是古蛇，是大龙。
Now, quite interestingly, in that chapter 12 of Revelation, in verse 9 it says that the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old. Satan being called the dragon, but identified with that serpent that we see at the very beginning of the Bible.
十二章九节，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。所以我们知道撒旦就是那龙，并且这里讲到他与创世纪里面的那个古蛇是一样的。Now
there is something quite significant in that.
那这其中有一个意义。
Because the strategy of the enemy, when there is that identification of the dragon with that serpent of old, it's as if it reminds us that his strategy is still the same.
这里好像也就告诉我们这 大龙与创世纪里面那条蛇，古蛇的那个古蛇是一样的，并且他们的计谋也是一样的。
But what happens in the last days is that that strategy and his methods become way more open, way more aggressive, and way more cruel. That's the picture of a dragon.
那幕后的世代要发生的，他这个撒旦他所采取的方法是一样的，只不过是他会更残忍、更残酷的来实行。
So, you know, a serpent has craftiness, deceit, something that is kind of a little subtle, if I can use that word.
我们知道那古蛇,它就是那狡诈的,它是那欺哄人的。
But there is nothing subtle in the dragon. It's the same person, Satan. And yet, the method now is way more open, way more cruel, way more aggressive.
我们说在创世纪里面，这个古蛇，它的这个欺哄的时候，它还有带着一些隐藏的狡诈在里面。在末了的世代，撒旦他的这个计谋就是公开的。It's
the expression that there is in English. The gloves are coming off. There anything?
就像有一个英文的一个说法，就是他就把手套摘下来了。But
you get the picture, right? It's like in boxing, the people they put a glove. I don't understand why. They're killing themselves slowly. But they have gloves, so it makes it a little... Now, if the gloves are off, when they hit each other, wow, then, you know, you do the math.
就像在一个拳击比赛当中,他们戴着这个手套来稍微减少隐藏一下他们的这个谋略,但是这个在幕后的时代,撒旦好像就是把这个手套拿下来了。
So when in Revelation, we are reminded that the serpent of old now is the dragon, is the same person.
所以启示录告诉我们,那古蛇与那之后的大龙就是同一的。
It's as if it reminds us that that assault that happened in Genesis chapter 3, when the serpent appears, now in the last days is going to be immensely more intense.
这就好像告诉我们,在那创世纪里面蛇对神计划的这个攻击,在幕后的世代还要出现,并且是更加的明显公开。
But we have to ask, what is the nature of the serpent's attack in the garden?
但我们要问,这个在伊甸园中,这个古蛇,他进攻神计划的策略是什么?
What is his strategy?
他的谋略是什么?
He's tempting Eve, he's attacking Eve, and he has a strategy there.
他在那里攻击夏娃,在那里引诱夏娃,但他背后的这个计谋是什么?
Now it seems very clear when you read carefully that passage. That the attack of the enemy aims to undermine Eve's confidence and trust in the love of God.
如果我们细细的来读，我们就知道仇敌当日对夏娃的这个进攻，乃是使他怀疑、失去信心对于神的爱。So,
if you remember the story, this is Genesis 3, the first verses of the chapter.
我们记得在创世纪三章。
The question that the serpent asks, and this is Satan tempting Eve, he asks this question, which seems very innocent at a first glance. But here's what he says. Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?
三章一节,蛇就是撒旦对女人说,他这个问题听起来好像也没有什么恶意在里面。神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗?
It's just a question, someone would say. Is it really so bad?
你可能会说,这个问题就是一个问题,有那么不好吗?
Oh, the cruelty of the enemy. Because in what looks like a simple, innocent question, actually, there is an insinuation behind it, a innuendo that aims to undermine the love of God.
但它背后乃是要把一个怀疑的心放在那里, 就是使人对神的爱产生怀疑。
You see, when he says, did God say that you cannot eat of any of the trees of the garden? God has said the opposite, essentially. You could eat of every tree except one. Everything except one. And Satan phrases the question the other way around. Is God depriving you from all the trees in the garden?
撒旦在这里说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？我们知道这与神说的其实正好相反。神说园中一切的果子你们都可以吃，除了那个一棵树。但撒旦在这里说，神好像把你们一切所能得着的都剥夺了。What
is the innuendo? What is the insinuation, brothers and sisters, here?
这里撒旦他的意思是什么？
Very simple. It is as if he's saying, you know, if I think God doesn't love you so much, I think he's depriving you of a lot of things. Oh, that's not good. That's the insinuation.
乃是他在要给夏娃一个意念来说，神是真的那么爱你吗？神是不是要把你所当得的都拿走呢？
Seed of mistrust has been planted in the heart of Eve.
这里一个不信的心就放不信的种子就放在了夏娃的心里。
Mistrust towards the love of God, a loving creator.
他就在那里开始怀疑不信这个创造他的神的爱。
At the same time, you can see that there is a double insinuation going on here.
那这里同时也可以说有个双重的意思。
At the same time, there is an attempt to confuse Eve regarding the word of God.
一方面他在那里借着试探使夏娃对神的话产生一个混淆。
And he succeeds pretty quickly, doesn't he?
可以看到他很快就成功了。
Because the response from Eve is, oh no, 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 we can eat of all the trees, but we cannot eat or touch. She already is adding things to the word of God. The one that is in the middle there, we cannot eat or touch. The Lord never said anything about touching that. So in a way, the enemy is already succeeding in causing Eve to not be completely grounded in the only unshakable thing that is the word of God.
我们看到撒旦这个策略很快就成功，因为夏娃女人的回答是：“哦，园中所树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园中园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可摸，免得你们死。”其实我们知道神并没有说你不可摸，所以很快撒旦就使女这个女人从对神话语这个坚固的根基上动摇了。
Sometimes I realize how long was my phrase when I hear my brothers. Very sorry about that. That's on me. So the enemy succeeds on those two things. Planting mistrust towards the love of God and shaking trust in his word or making us not completely grounded on that.
所以我们看到撒旦在这里，他有两个目的：一个是使夏娃怀疑神的爱；一个是使夏娃从这个神话语的牢固的根基上动摇。And
he succeeded, of course.
并且我们看到他也成功了。In
what he was trying to do to the first Adam.
我们看到他要对这个起初的亚当所做的，他成功了。Brothers
and sisters, thank the Lord. That in which the first Adam failed, the last Adam, the second man, our Lord Jesus, he was victorious, he triumphed.
但感谢主弟兄姊妹们，我们看到起初的亚当他失败了，但是末后的亚当，第二个人就是我们的耶稣，主耶稣，他得胜了。We
see this very clearly in the temptation of our Lord Jesus.
这个我们在主所受的试探中，我们可以很清楚地看到。So
if you would turn just very quickly to Matthew chapter 4.
我们可以很快地翻到马太五章。Just
want to read the
第四章,
not the whole thing, a few verses.
就是我们看几节。But
in fact, I want to start from the last verse of chapter 3.
我从第三章的最后一节开始读。The
scene here is the baptism of our Lord Jesus.
这里的背景乃是我们的主耶稣受浸。
When the heavens opened and a voice was heard,
当天开了，就有一个声音出来。
So in Matthew 3:17 we read, "And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.'"
第三章最后一节，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And then immediately after that, you have the record of the temptation of the Lord.
那在这个接下去，马上就是我们主耶稣要受试探。
So let's read, starting from verse 1. Then, that then is connecting very clearly the two events, baptism and temptation, side by side.
第四章第一节，当时，那这个当时就我们看到，是我们看到两件事情之间的连接，受洗和受试探。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God."
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的进前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's quite instructive to compare the conditions of the first temptation, the temptation of Eve and Adam, and the temptation of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以在这里比较当时对夏娃的试探，以及这里对主耶稣的试探。
Because there is a tremendous contrast in outward circumstances.
就是外在的情形来说，有这样的比较。
We could say that Adam and Eve, they failed under almost perfect conditions in that most beautiful garden. Everything provided, all the trees available except one. Under those conditions, they failed.
这里的对比乃是，我们可以说亚当夏娃他们失败的时候的那个情形，他们本来是在一个可以说是完美的预备的环境当中，因为他们一切的果子都可以吃，除了一棵树的果子不能吃。
How about our Lord Jesus?
但是我们主耶稣的环境呢？
How about the last Adam? And of course, these temptations, they correspond to each other.
我们主耶稣那末后亚当他所经历的环境是什么呢？
Here you have our Lord, having fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
这里我们的主他禁食四十昼夜。
Now, I suspect that we are so used to these stories that we don't stop and think about it.
我觉得有时候我们太熟悉这个故事，以至于我们都没有细细的来想。
Now, I can tell you this.
我可以告诉大家。
If I skip one meal, one,
如果
I'm not a fun person to be around. Let me put it very mildly.
我可以说，如果是我一顿饭没有吃，没有吃之后，你就可能不想跟我这个人待在一起。
You know, in English there is the expression, you are hangry. Did you ever heard that? Not hungry.Not angry, but you're hangry. You know, when you have hunger, that very quickly deteriorates in bad things.
因为在英文里面也有这个词，就是把饥饿和愤怒把这两个词合在一起。因为人饥饿的时候就容易愤怒。
But here is our Lord Jesus.
但是这里是我们的主耶稣。
40 days and 40 nights.
四十昼夜。
You could say that he's facing extreme exhaustion. He's a human being.Don't forget that. He's the God-man, absolutely true. But that means that there is a perfect divinity and a perfect humanity, and that he emptied himself. He didn't cease to be God, but set aside everything connected with his divine prerogatives.
我们的主他是完全的神，也是完全的人。那我们要记住，他来到世上，他就倒空了他在神性里面的那些他所拥有的。这里四十昼夜之后，他是何等的这个完全的被消耗。
So here is our Lord Jesus going through this as a human being.
所以主耶稣经历这个四十昼夜，乃是在他的人里面所经历的。
And you could say that in his extreme exhaustion.
我们可以想象他是何等的这个枯竭。
That's when the enemy comes along and tempts.
就在这个时候，那试探人的来。试探他。
And you see the strategy of the enemy?
你看到这里仇敌他的计谋。
Exactly the same as in the Garden of Eden.
是在跟当年他在伊甸园中所做的是一样的。
There is an attempt to undermine the trust in the love of the Father.
他在那里试着要败坏这个对神的爱的信任。
You see, the Father had just declared in baptism, "You are my beloved Son. In you, I'm well pleased."
就在刚刚的上一节，父神刚刚宣告说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And there is an insinuation in the enemy when he says, "If you are the Son of God, okay, why don't you do something? Why don't you turn these stones into bread?"
那这个撒旦就马上说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Almost to say, "Why are you in such misery? If you are the Son of God, indeed." Does your father really love you, as he says? If he does, why don't you do something and fix the situation?
换句话说，他在说，你如果真是神的儿子，你怎么落在这样的境况当中？你如果真是神的儿子，你应该可以改变你现在这个情形。
Oh, brothers and sisters, thank the Lord, because our Lord Jesus would not allow any insinuation to create a breach between he and his father's love.
是我们感谢主，我们看到他的回答，他的反应，他不容忍任何在他与父神之间这个产生不怀疑的这个间隙。
You could say that in his temptations there is not a shadow of doubt on his father's love for him. Our Lord Jesus abided in the love of the Father.
实在主没有让一丝的阴影来在他与父神的爱与信靠之间。
And because we're contrasting the two temptations, let me mention another thing.
这里我们还在比较这两次的试探，我还想提到一件。
In Eve's temptation, she was very quickly shaken regarding her trust in the word of God. She was mixing things, all right? Oh, we cannot touch. No, the Lord never said that.
因为在夏娃的那里，我们看到她很快的也在神的话语的上面有混淆。她说，哦，我也不能摸这个东西。
How about our Lord Jesus?
但我们的主呢？
Oh, no. Man shall not live of bread alone, but by every word that proceeds of the mouth of God.
耶稣回答说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
That is the life of the second man, of the last Adam, of our Lord Jesus.
这就是那末后的亚当，第二个人，我们的主，他的生命。
That is his triumph, brothers and sisters. And that triumph is for you and for me.
这就是他的得胜，并且这个得胜乃是为着你，也为着我。
Absolute trust in his loving Father.
完全的信靠爱他的父。
Absolute faith and reliance in his word.
完全的信靠在父的话。
Now, you know the verses we read in John 15.
我们知道在约翰15章我们刚刚读到的。
They're connected with this whole matter.
那里所讲到的就与这里发生关系。
Let me read verse 9, John 15:9 again. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
15章9节约翰福音，我爱你们正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
Actually, we also need verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
Brothers and sisters, I think the temptation of our Lord is such a wonderful instance, an illustration of how our Lord Jesus remained, abided in the love of the Father. No breach would be ever allowed.
我想我们主耶稣受试探的这件事情就告诉了我，给我们一个图画，如何住在父的爱里面，在他与父的爱里面没有一丝的间隙。
And I think our brother Maurice shared with us a wonderful message regarding this matter.
那我想 Maurice 弟兄之前也与我们分享过了。
If you have not heard it, I really recommend you listen to that message.
如果大家还没有听过，我也请弟兄姊妹们可以去听。
I just want to mention one thing in connection to the matter that we're considering.
我就想提到一件。
See, in these verses in John 15, our Lord Jesus mentions obedience as the reason for abiding.
我们十五章里面主提到 我们要顺服来住来在他的爱里面。
So again in verse 10, he says, if you keep my commandments, that's obedience, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my father's commandments, is his own obedience to the father, and abide in his love.
我说的顺服就是在第十节说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
So quite clearly, the pattern that applies to him applies to us.
这里适用于我们主的，也能够应用在我们身上。
Now, here is what I think we need to observe in this passage.
我们在这段经文，我们要来看。
When we look carefully to this passage and to scriptures as a whole,Right? We are going to discover that obedience, which our Lord mentions, is the reason he's abiding. And we abide as we obey. But obedience is an effect, a crucial one, but not a cause of our abiding, of the experience of the love of God. Let's put it this way.
如果我们来看这一整段，我们也明白主是要我们遵守他的命令，是要我们来顺服，但是这个顺服只是这住在他爱里面的一个因素，而不是那个原因。
Now, how do we know this?
我们怎么知道这个呢？
Because the verse is very clear. If you obey, you abide.
因为一方面圣经今天很清楚地说，如果你遵守，你就住在我的爱里。
But brothers and sisters, we have to remember the meaning of the word abiding. And I think our brother Maurice explained in a wonderful way.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我想提醒的就是这个常在我的爱里这一句话的意思。之前摩尔斯弟兄也提过
，abide means that you remain, that you do not depart, and implies that you already are experiencing that love. You simply remain in that.
这个常在我的爱里，换句话说就是你不离开他的爱，因为你已经在他的爱里面，你已经在经历他的爱，你不要离开。
And in that sense, obedience is not the starting point of the process.
所以这样说来，你顺从就顺服就不是这个经历的开始。
First, there is an experience of that unsearchable love, that love thatdefies any explanation, the love of God. That is the starting point.
因为这个开始乃是你碰着了一个你不能够度量的，你不能够解释的神的爱临到了你。
Now, once we experience that divine love, a response emerges almost spontaneously, an obedience out of love.
如果你真经历了神这样的爱临到了你，在你里面的回应起来就是你顺服他。
And finally, that obedience allows you to remain, not to experience for the first time, you remain in that love due to that obedience.
那这个顺服就使你住在、留在、不离开他的爱。
It's something almost circular. See, there is love of God that comes.That leads to obedience, that in turn leads to remain in that love. So something a little circular here.
这里好像有一个循环，是神的爱先临到了我们，因着神的爱，我们有一个顺服，因着顺服，我们就继续来留在这个神的爱里面。
Now, there is something that our brother Dana mentioned when he shared with us, I think the last time, that really is eye-opening.
那上一次 Dana 弟兄们分享，我也有看见。
Which is this. Did you ever notice...How many times in Scripture we read of the Father's love for the Son?
是你是否在圣经里面注意到多少次想到父对子的爱？
I tried to count just in the Gospel of John.
我也试着在约翰福音里面来计算。
And I'll tell you, by my count, which may be kind of, I may have missed stuff.
那我可能算得也不，可能算得不准确。
No less than 7 times.The Lord Jesus states explicitly, the Father loves the Son.
但我算至少有七次很清楚的主耶稣说父的爱。
Now it's very interesting because you don't find many instances of that very explicitly, the Son loves the Father, which of course he does. That's not my point. But you're not going to find that as emphasized as the other way around, the Father loves.Loves the Son 7 times.
因为这里我们的主耶稣也会提到子对父的爱，但是没有那么清楚的、那么明显的讲到父对子的爱，并且是讲到了七次。
I can give you all the references. I'm not going to read one by one because otherwise, you know, I'll keep you here until 1 p.m. You're not going to be very happy with me. So I'm going just to read from chapter 17. Well, it's the prayer of our Lord Jesus right before the cross.
我不会因着时间关系，我不会每一处都读出来，但会给大家经文。
Our brother Dana has mentioned to us that that farewell discourse from John 13 to John 16 has been called the Holy of Holies of the Book of John.
我们等下弟兄之前也提到，约翰福音里面从十三章开始，主在他离别之前，他的这一段话，实在是把我们带进至圣所里面。
Now you know the priestly, high priestly prayer of our Lord Jesus, chapter 17. Has been called by scholars the Holy of Holies of the New Testament, of the whole Bible.
并且第十七章，很多人也称它为那大祭司的祷告，就是主把我们带进了至圣所里面。
Because here, as nowhere else in all the records of the Gospels, you will hear the Son praying to the Father. We have other instances of Him praying to the Father.
因为你在福音书里面其他地方没有找到像这里。 这么完全一整段的主父，我们的主耶稣向着父的祷告。
Remember Matthew 11. Thank you, Father, because you have allowed it to be this way.
那其他地方主只是提到，那比如说马太福音十一章那里说，父啊，你的心意本是如此。
And at least two instances in the Gospel of John, but everything is very short. It's just one or two verses.
那约翰福音里面有其他的地方提到主对父的祷告，但都是很简短的。
But here you have the Son at the eve. His cross in chapter 17, and he prays the whole chapter. He is in the Holy of Holies before his Father.
但在这里，在我们主耶稣上十字架前的一夜，他在这里在至圣所里面对着父有一整章的祷告。
Now, you know what's the big emphasis here? Well, there are several emphases in this most precious prayer.
在这个何等宝贵的祷告里面，有很多他强调的。
But listen to the consciousness of the Son, of the love of the Father for Him.
但是他在这里，他提到他知道父对他的爱。
For instance, verse 23, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me, and love them even as you have loved me.
那我们看可以看23节，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
Or verse 24, just the last sentence. For you loved me before the foundation of the world.
24节的最后一句，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Or consider the way the Lord closes the whole prayer. In verse 26,
那26节他结束的时候说,
And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them.
我也将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄弟们,
our Lord Jesus, his perfect humanity was marked by a consciousness of the love of the Father for him.
我们的主耶稣在他的肉身里面，他是何等的清楚父对他的爱。
And our Lord Jesus abided, remained, didn't allow that anything interfered with that love of the Father for him.
并且我们的主，他就住在这父的爱里面，留在这个父的爱里面，没有让任何的事情来搅扰他与父的关系。
Now, I just need to read a quote for you. This is Brother Sparks. He has something to say in this matter. And here it is. Let me try to break it up, right? He's talking about this, the relationship of the Son and the Father. And he says, notice how often the Lord Jesus refers to his sonship.
我们知道，我们注意，我们的主耶稣常常提到他儿子的身份。
How much depended upon that for him?
并且讲到他因着这个是何等的来倚靠。
It meant everything for him.
因为这对于他来说意味着所有。
Now listen, despised of man, our Lord Jesus,
尽管他是在他的人的里面,
with no earthly estate,
那虽然在地上并没有什么
，He could lift up his head like a king，
但是他能够抬起他的头，像一位君王一样。
It was sonship that gave him that strength，
因为他知道他是他，他是神的儿，他因着。因为他知道他是那位儿子，所以他要得着这个。
That wonderful relationship he had with his father.
这个就是他与父神的那个关系。
The father loves me. The father loves the son. The father has loved me.
他在那里清楚地知道父已经爱我，父爱子。
And our brother concludes saying this: What a strength would be ours if we truly recognized the position we have as sons before God.Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以斯百克弟兄他们也提到，如果我们能够知道我们借着耶稣基督已经成为神的儿子，我们将得着何等的能力。
And he proceeds and says, "The Father loves the Son." He quotes.
他说父爱子。
That holds true for all the children of God. Sonship is based upon the Father's special love.
这对一切神的儿女也是真实的，因着。我们得儿子的名分乃是因着父的爱。
That love, that's the way our Lord Jesus concludes his high priestly prayer.
这也是我们的主他结束他这个大祭司祷告的话。
Father, that the love that you have loved me may be in them.
父啊，是你所爱我的爱在他们里面。
That love is for you and for me.
那个爱也是为着你，为着我。
Now, our time is almost up.
那时间快到了。
I have a few things I still want to say.
我还有几点想说的。
Let's see if we can squeeze them in.
我要试着把它们挤在一起。
The verse in Jude that we read says, "Keep yourselves in the love of God."
我们在犹大书里面读到，保守自己藏在神的爱中。
And our Lord Jesus says, "Abide in my love."
因此我们的主也说，住在我的爱里面。
So right away, you see that by the grammar itself, we have a responsibility in this matter.
我们读这个话，我们知道我们自己有一个责任在这里。
It doesn't say be kept in the love of God or allow you to be a, how you put that even in English. I don't know. You are the active one doing that. You keep yourself. You abide in the love.
因为这里不是说哦，你们蒙保守在神的爱里面，而是说你们保守自己在神的爱里面，所以你们有一个主动性在里面。
And of course, in this matter, there is a little bit, sometimes we get confused and say, oh, what should I, is my responsibility, so what do I need to do?
那我这样讲，可能大家就有点混淆，说，哦，那我有一份责任，我要做什么呢？
And of course, perhaps the first thing that crosses my mind, I need to be faithful and obedient, because the Lord says that, that there is nothing wrong with that, that obedience is related to this matter.
那可能因着我们刚才读的经文，你也说，哦，那我要顺从，我要遵守主的命令。
But let me say this.Oftentimes, when we see a responsibility in the Bible, and you see it a lot, there is a lot of things that we have to do. It's our responsibility. But oftentimes, we get confused with this matter.
我们在圣经中其实也常常看到我们有我们自己一份的责任，但是这里可能有一个混淆。
Because our tendency is, oh, I'm being commanded to do this. We take it into our own hands and say, okay, I'll do it. Watch me now.
就是当主吩咐我们做什么的时候，我们就把他这件事情抓在我们的手里，说：“看呐、啊，我要这么做了。”
And every single time we do that, we become restless.
但是每一次我们这样子做的时候，我们就没有安息。
I think we often misunderstand what responsibility really means.
因为我们常常误解了这个责任的意义。
Because usually we think on something that originates in us.
因为我们常常以为是这个从我们自己里面出来的。
And then we strive to do it, we struggle to do it, and we usually end in frustration. And seeing how feeble is our attempt to fulfill that responsibility.
那我们就在那努力的要达成我们的这个责任，但最后我们常常是沮丧的，也知道我们自己其实是何等的软弱，不能够达到。
Now, once I heard Brother Stephen Kong,saying something that really has helped me and has stuck with me.
我也记得有一次江弟兄他的信息实在帮助了我。
He defined that word responsibility, which is so confusing for so many of us.
他这样来讲到责任这个词。
And he suggested this. Responsibility simply means this.
他是这样来解释，他说责任乃是说
You respond to his ability.
这个责任在英文里面，他就可以说，你的责任就是你回应他的能力。
You see, if our eyes are open, brothers and sisters, it changes things tremendously because it does not originate on you.
对弟兄们，愿意我们的眼睛能够打开，看到这个角度的改变，它不是从我们里面出来的。
Oh, he has an ability, and he has given you that. You simply respond to that. It is his business that enables you to respond.
因为这个责任乃是因着他的能力，他在我们身上得着一个回应，是他要做的事情，使我们能够成全这事。
Of course, there is nowhere in Scripture where you see that.As clearly as in Romans chapter, when you compare Romans chapter 7 and Romans chapter 8, that are side by side, not by accident.
那我想圣经中没有像罗马书七章八章那里更清楚地讲明这件事情。
Because what is Romans chapter 7?
罗马书第七章讲到什么?
It's the most earnest, the most faithful, the most zealous Christian ever, which is the Apostle Paul, that he is really trying hard by himself.To obey, and he keeps going. Oh, he keeps discovering the good that I really want to do, I cannot do, and the evil that I detest, I end up doing.
我们可以说，那位最敬虔的、最有热心的基督徒就是使徒保罗。他在那里诚实的告诉我们说，我愿意为善的时候，便有啊。我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
Romans 7, brothers and sisters, is the Apostle Paul.Trying to respond and be faithful based on his own ability.
换句话说，使徒保罗就是他在这里，他要用他自己的能力去回应，来达成这个责任。
But what is Romans chapter 8?
那罗马书第八章是什么呢？
Oh, is the Apostle Paul simply responding to God's ability given to him, which is the Holy Spirit that was given to us. The Holy Spirit who sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts.
第八章就告诉我们，使徒保罗发现他在那里要做的乃是他回应那有能力的那一位，有能力的那一位是圣灵住在我们里面，我们就去回应他，是圣灵使耶稣的宝血洒在我们的心上。
So it's not surprise that the chapter 8 of Romans, the whole atmosphere is the chapter of the Holy Spirit, we know, but the atmosphere there is the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. That's how the chapter actually ends.
并且第八章我们也看到，他虽然讲的是哦这些圣灵随同圣灵，但是末了我们看到他结束在哪里？结束在神的爱。
Now let me really close now with the verse in Zephaniah that we read.
我想结束的时候，我要再用西班牙书的话。
I'll read it again for you. The Lord your God is in your midst. 3:17. A victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy.He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy.
西班牙书三章十七节，耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
Now there is a phrase here that is specially challenging for translators. You have only to check different translations and see that there is a wide variety.Understands.
其实这里有一句话对翻译圣经的人来说是极大的挑战。其实你们可以看不同的翻译版本来要明白这句话的意思。
And it's when it says, He God, He will be quiet or He will rest in His love.
就是讲到神，他要在爱你的时候安静，或者说他安息在他对你的爱。
So, I have no idea what you have in Mandarin. What is that?Because here are some things that you see in translation. That we will rest in God's love. A lot of translations have that.
那有时候我们的翻译只是说我们安息在神的爱里面。
Which is an absolutely true statement. It's a biblical statement you'll find everywhere in scripture. But it doesn't seem to be the thing that has been said here.
当然我们说我们安息在神的爱里面这是符合圣经的。但是这好像不是这一节经文所要说的。
Or that we will be quiet in his love.Again, it doesn't seem what is being written here.
或者我们说，哦，我们因着神的爱，我们安静，默然不语，但好像也不是这里要说的。
What this verse says is something almost unbelievable. It's God Himself that is quiet and resting in His love for you and for me.
这里所说的好像我们不能够相信，乃是说神
I think the Amplified Version really captured that really well. Let me read the way they translated. It reads, and I'm just reading that middle part, He, that's God, will rest in silent satisfaction in His law.
就是神,他安息到一个情况,就是他可以安静地满足在他的爱。
But brothers and sisters, I don't know how you hear this. To me, to my ears, it's almost unbelievable.
对我来说,这实在是不可相信。
I wouldn't believe it, except the Lord says it as He says it explicitly. He is resting in satisfaction, in quiet satisfaction in us.
并且他在讲到这个翻译词讲他这个安静在他的爱安静在他的这个满足里面是安静在我们身上。
Now how is that possible?
这怎么可能呢?
In a way, it's as if he himself is abiding in that love that he has for us.
换句话说好来就是神他自己
We all know that we are poor, unworthy material. In what we are in ourselves. How can God rest in that? We need a little bit of the New Testament to understand. Because you see, if you go back to our Lord Jesus' baptism, but the Father is saying, He is my beloved Son. He is the one that I love. And in Him, I'm well pleased. My satisfaction is in Him, in Christ.
就是在马太福音里面,当主他受洗的时候,他说,这是从水里出来,有声音说,这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的,我就安息在他的上面。
Do you know, my dear brother and sister, that when you believed in the Lord Jesus, that God Himself has placed you in Christ, in His beloved.
弟兄姊妹们,你们是否知道,当你接受耶稣做你救主的时候,父神就把你放在耶稣的里面,把你放在他爱子的里面。Again,
this is almost, I have to read the verse because you're not going to believe it. Because it's so good that it's almost unbelievable.
我实在要跟你们读这经文,不然你们不会相信我,因为这说的实在是太好了。
So it's not me saying it. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:30.
这不是我说的,乃是使徒保罗在哥林多前书的话。But
by His doing, that's God's doing, by His doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神,神又使他成为我们的智慧,公义,圣洁,救赎。So
here is the illustration, the very old and tired illustration, and yet so necessary.
所以我这里有一个比方可以给大家。Make
this paper, you and me.
我们就把你,这里有一张纸,就把这张纸当成是你和我。Pretty
worthless. Really insignificant.
实在是何等没有价值的,就是一片纸。
If the enemy lays its hand on this, he tears it apart in no time. In 3 seconds, it's gone.
如果撒旦仇敌要对你下手,一两秒钟他就把你撕碎了。Make
this Bible, let it be Christ.
但如果我们把这本圣经来比作我们的主耶稣的话,
when you believed by God's doing, this is what happened. You were placed in the beloved of God.
当你相信的话,你就知道有一件事情是神所做的,他把你放在他的爱子里面。Now,
when God looks at you,
当神看你,
let me ask, if the paper is you, are you here?
那我问大家一个问题,如果你是那张纸,你在这里面吗?
Yes, you are here.
是的,你在这里面。But
when you look at it, you don't see yourself. What you see first and foremost is Christ.
但是当你看的时候,你看不见你自己,你看到的乃是基督。So
the question is, how can God rest in His love for us, which He does?
所以这个问题,说神如何能够安息在他对我们的爱上面呢?
It's because He has placed you in the Beloved.
The
same satisfaction. This is my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased, I'm satisfied. And that same satisfaction applies to you and to me because we were placed in Christ.
当日他说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的, 父神这样的满足, 同样也是对于你和我,
Now the challenge of the word of God is simply this. Abide in his love. Be kept or keep yourselves in this love.
这里圣经给我们的吩咐就是你要留在他的爱里面。
You know, we are only too prone to see. Let me take a look at what's going on, you know, and then we go and go outside. No, no, no. Abide. This is your safety, brothers and sisters. This is our security, our Lord Jesus.
在我们人何等的常常自己要出来看看发生了什么，但是神的话告诉我们。
Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for such grace and love.
我们的主，我们感谢你何等的爱和怜的恩典给我们。
Thank you for placing us in the beloved Son.
感谢你把我们放在你爱子的里面。
Now our prayers, our eyes may be open to see what is our position.
主愿意开我们的眼睛，好让我们看见我们的位置。
And that we may abide. In His love. Help us, Lord.
帮助我们主啊,
in Jesus' precious name we ask.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名求,
Amen. We are dismissed.
我们散会。